Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The struggle to pay back federal student loans is the latest election year showdown. Republicans and Democrats are vowing to prevent interest rates from doubling in July, but they clash on where the money for that freeze should come from. The increase from 3.4% to 6.8% would affect more than 7 million students. If the rate doesn't go up, the federal government is out $6 billion. The push to scale back student loan interest rates has been a longtime cause among Democrats. They had cut the rate in half in 2007, but that cut expires this year. And President Obama spent the week talking about student debt as he toured college campuses. So it came as a surprise late yesterday when House Speaker John Boehner announced that the House will vote tomorrow on a Republican-backed student loan bill that would be funded by slashing part of the president's health care law. Joining us to discuss the politics of student loans is Rick Klein, ABC's senior Washington editor. Rick, welcome. And would you start by telling us how Democrats are reacting to Speaker Boehner's proposal yesterday to keep those interest rates from doubling?
They see this as an absolute charade and just revealing the naked politics involved in here. They think it's an outrage that that Republicans would try to link student loan rates in any way to the health care law that obviously they didn't vote for and that they don't support. So it really reveals how dicey the politics of this are, the fact that Republicans are trying to get in front of this issue. It hasn't been traditionally a Republican issue, but they don't want to be seen as folks who are standing in the way of student loan rates remaining low. So they're going to find a way to at least put themselves on record as having been in support of that.
And of course, to your point, analysts have said that this looks like each side is trying to embarrass the other by highlighting what they see as the other's warped priorities. You know, for example, Boehner called the health care money a slush fund. Your thoughts about that?
Well, the health care law is widely unpopular, so at least on its face, it would appear to be something that'd be popular to take some money away from it. But it's a non-starter among Democrats, and they just see it as a distraction, and in fact, something that just fuels the president's argument that this is just business as usual in Washington. He's been out there just spending an extraordinary amount of time for the president of the United States to be focusing on one issue like this, hitting college campuses in three states that happen to be political battleground states. They think this is a good way to fire up young people and to remind them of the stakes in the presidential election.
Of course, it has become a big political issue, however. So how big a deal is it for the presidential campaign in terms of whether college students are a constituency that Republicans are worried about losing to Democrats or that Democrats feel they particularly need?
What's interesting is the last time around, there was a slight uptick in the number of young voters, including college students, who voted, but it wasn't enormous. What was enormous was the gap. Mitt Romney needs to make sure that doesn't happen to him again. And some of the polling recently shows Obama winning, but winning only by about 10 points, and that's as opposed to the 30 points that he was able to win by in 2008. So Republicans have to do that, make up a lot of that gap if they're going to make up the gap overall in the election. It's one of a handful of key constituencies that both sides are going to be targeting.
As we've said, the Republicans say if their interest rates freeze, the money would come from the president's health care law. Where does Obama say he would get the money if his version of the interest rate freeze passes?
Not entirely clear right now, though the Senate is going to put forward their proposal that's going to be the main vehicle for this. What they're going to tie it to isn't as clear. And in fact, there's a lot of talk still that this should not be the kind of thing that has an automatic offset, or if you do it, you make sure that your key priorities are protected. So as everything in Washington right now, the pay-fors are important, and Republicans are making this point not just on this issue, but on just about anything that happens now in Washington, that if you want to fund something, you got to find a way to pay for it with a real cut.
Rick, as you know, Republicans haven't shown much support in the past for freezing interest rates on student loans. So why now are they supportive?
Because they don't want to be tagged as folks who are responsible for an enormous increase in student loan debt. This is a big problem in this country, and Republicans hear it as much as Democrats do. This big priority for everyone to go to college comes with a backside, and we've seen tuition rates far outstrip inflation in recent years. So they don't want to be seen as folks who are in some way standing in the way of people getting an education or in some way putting a bigger burden on recent college graduates.
What's your sense of the chance that the Republican plan will pass?
I think it will pass, but it won't pass the Senate. I think it'll be a piece of positioning where the House will do it, the Senate will do its own version. I do not think that it's likely that student loan rates will jack up and almost double in July, and I think the president is likely to declare victory on whatever it looks like.
Rick Klein is a senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.